Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Matthew 21, especially these words. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" The crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This first Sunday of Advent, perhaps it seems like we're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Advent, as you know, is the coming of Jesus. Shouldn't we be focusing on those prophecies of Jesus being born? Those times in the Old Testament where the Christ is foreshadowed. But here for our gospel, we've got Palm Sunday. It's a great text. It just doesn't seem like it fits today, does it? Jesus telling those two disciples to go and get the donkey, and those two guys going and getting the donkey, and Jesus being placed on the donkey and going up into Jerusalem as the crowds are shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David," and cutting palm branches, placing them and waving them and putting their cloaks on the road. It's an electric scene, a jubilant scene. But it's not Advent, is it? We'll get there. We'll get to Palm Sunday in our church calendar as we move through Advent and Christmas and Epiphany and then Lent. And finally, we'll get to Holy Week, beginning there at Palm Sunday. But to have Palm Sunday already? Does it fit? You can probably guess it does fit. They were waiting for the Christ, weren't they? Yeah. They've been waiting for the Christ for thousands of years. And now he's on the threshold. He's about to enter the city and accomplish his mission, his work, sent by the Father. For that week, for that Friday, Jesus had come. And the crowds shout. They rejoice. Here is the King. How can they not? This is the day, the moment they've been waiting for these millennia. And the crowd doesn't get it. Isn't it a letdown? The very end of that text, Jesus is coming into Jerusalem with that huge assembly of people, with the waving and the coats and the donkey, all of it. They don't understand. You say, who is this? Oh, just Jesus. He's a prophet. He's from Nazareth in Galilee. That's the confession the crowd makes. He's just a prophet. Who is the Christ? Some say a prophet, or John the Baptizer. What do you say? The crowd gets it wrong on Palm Sunday. Jesus is not another prophet in the line of prophets. He's not another Adam or Noah, or Moses, not another Zechariah or Isaiah. No, this is not another prophet. Jesus had been with them for 3 years. He'd done many miracles for the people. We'll talk about the miracles in that devotion book and on our midweek Wednesday services. Keep that in mind. He showed them over and over again exactly who he is. There should be no doubt at all in the minds of the crowd, and yet they get the confession wrong. They didn't have much more time to get it right. They wouldn't. They would reject Jesus as the Christ. That same crowd that had no idea would shout just a couple days later to crucify him. "Let his blood be on us and on our children," they would say. What a confession that is. So who is this Jesus? Who do you say that he is? He's true man, isn't he? He's born. So we wait for it during the Advent season, Christ to be born. It's a very human thing to be born. And as he is, he has flesh and blood. We see in the Gospels all of the human things that Jesus does. He walks from place to place. He gets hungry. He sleeps, even during that storm in the sea. He weeps at the tomb of Lazarus. He's human. There are many times when Jesus uses his physicality to do miracles, as he tells the demons to go. It's a very human thing to speak. Or as he makes mud from his saliva and plasters the blind man's eyes. It's a very human thing. Jesus uses his human nature very clearly. Looking at Jesus, it should be evident and obvious to the crowd that he is a man. He has flesh and blood as they do. He gets on the donkey and rides it. You can see him. You can hear him. He's true man. It should also be abundantly clear to those crowds that Jesus is true God. They saw the miracles he did. How could he feed thousands of people with some bread and fish? How could he walk on water or make water into wine? How could he calm a storm or raise the dead? How could he cure the blind, the lame, the lepers? Jesus shows them that he is indeed true God. How could Jesus at every turn frustrate the Pharisees and the Sadducees and win every argument? He's God. And as Jesus sits on that donkey, the crowd should have known that this man, this God, is not another in the lineage of prophets, but this one is different. True God and true man. He has come to lay aside those divine powers and humble himself, even to the point of death, even death on a cross. See, God can't die, but God must die to pay for the sins of sinners. Our sins were that bad, that horrible, that there is no way that you or I could make up for them. There's no prayer that we could say, no work we could do, nothing that we could offer. It had to be Jesus, true God, the sufficient sacrifice, and true man, able to die, to be crushed under the weight of sins. The crowd gets it wrong, but you get it right. Make your confession that Jesus Christ is true God and true man, who has come to save you from your sins. It had to be this way. It must be this way, for there is no other. Jesus had to die for you. As we begin this church year, that's what we want to celebrate. The Christ being born, taking on flesh, growing in wisdom and stature before God and man, doing all of those miracles, saying all of those parables, and going straight to the cross for sinners like us. As we begin this church year, we realize who we are, sinners, unable to save ourselves or help our condition, and so we repent. We repent of our sins and turn to Jesus, the one who is true God and man, who humbled himself for you, for me, to die upon the tree. Jesus comes again today with power to forgive your sins through your baptism into him, to wash them all away. He comes again as the King of Kings, as the crucified and risen one, to declare that your sins are all forgiven. He comes to you at this altar to give you his body and blood, true God, true man, for the forgiveness of your sins. Thus we begin the church year, recognizing who we are, who Jesus is. Indeed, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, who comes, true God, true man, to save us sinners. In his name, amen.